Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and as the man said, you suffer not for lack of faith, but for lack of knowledge. Exactly, the right knowledge. How many of us know that all too common story of you got lots of information, but none of it in the end is worth anything? That's why I do this show. Nuts and bolts show. I'm trying to get to you, John Q. Innocent Public, the inside track on how to stay healthy. And no, it's not about selling you an herb. Why? Because all those things you buy online are wonderful, but you got to get the concepts. I'm flooded all the time for 15, 20 years. People shoveling the herbs down their throats, hundreds of capsules a day. You listen to every show in the world. And now with internet, every show in the galaxy on health and what to buy to make your lives healthier. And yet you're missing the basics. Now, you guys know that's my spiel. Lots of you listen regularly. And you know I'm radical. For people with chronic illness, my epitaph, you got to get radical. But I changed for this show today. The title of this show is The Art and Science of Starting Small. Tricks of the Health Trade. I'm going to give you the Cliff Note version. But I'm going to give you the Cliff Note version that works. You see, there's the Cliff Note version, the shortcut version that doesn't work. And then there's the ones that do work. So, the show today, The Art and Science of Starting Small, Tricks of the Health Trade. Yes, you've got multiple children. Some of you from multiple families. Yes, you're super busy. Yes, you're overworked. Yes, you're underpaid. Yes, you're 50 or 60, and it was like yesterday you were 20, then you blinked, and then all of a sudden you were 60. Yes, you don't have any savings. Yes, you can't even trust that there's money in the bank. Okay, so somebody comes along and says, for your ailment, for your health concern, get radical. And you get nauseous. You don't get radical, you get sicker. So I'm not going to do that just for today. Next week, I'm going to go back to it. But for today, the idea is, if you fit that description, and you do, what are the little things you can do that count? Not the little things that you think you're doing that don't mean anything. Or mean very little. I mean, look, you got to get your yearly physical. I agree. You got to take that day. You got to go to the doctor. You got to get all the bad news. You got to have them push drugs down your throat that you don't want to take. Yes, you should do that. Why? Well, it's important. But do you really feel any better? So it counts, but it doesn't count. Yeah, you bought that vitamin supplement online, off some radio show, whatever you did. Okay, great. It's good to do that. You know, there are supplements. I'll give you an example. Premier Research Labs sells a supplement called Ocuven for the eye. Incredible stuff. Everyone should be taking that regularly. So sometimes you hit. But a lot of times, those supplements don't deliver. You can't feel them. So you got to question those things that you do, the little things you do. You got to question them when you don't feel them. Today's show is about the little things you can do that you will feel. And they're right in front of your face. And you know half of them, I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you anyway, if you do these things and forget all the hoopla, you're going to feel better. You know, I have people that don't do it that way. People with so much dough that they can go out and spend $100,000, $200,000 a year on their health. I'm seriously, there are people like that that spend $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, half a million years a year on their health. There are therapies out there that will cost you that much, believe me. And I watch these people do it. I mean, there's not a lot, but there's more than you think. They spend an infinite amount of dough on their health, and they still don't get even close to their money's worth. And you say, how could that be? I'm telling you, it is that way. You can do little things for your health that really count. You can do big things, spend a ton of money and not get any return. But you can also do little things for your health that are meaningless. All right? So which are you in? Who are you? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the person that's so busy they can't do anything, so they do nothing. Start doing something. First thing you start doing, you demand, regardless of who you are and what your situation is, that you get one more hour of sleep every night. Now, you're not going to do that because you don't think it counts. I'm telling you, it counts. Forget this five-hour thing. If you get five, get six. If you get six, get seven. If you get seven, get eight. If you get three, get four. Just write down on a sheet of paper, this is what I'm going to do. Get one more hour of sleep each night. That's an extra 7 hours a week. Think about that. I want to change the way you look at things. I don't want you to do radical things. Just one more hour of sleep. You know why? You're going to feel it. I'll bet a lot of you could get two more hours of sleep every night. I'll bet a lot of you, if you organized yourself, could go to bed an hour earlier and get up a half an hour later. But you haven't done that. I know you haven't done that. Because it's not big. It's little. And little things don't count. But this little thing will count. All right, here's another one. Here's another one. I know what you do. You rush out of the house early because you ate so much big, fat, smelly dinner, pus-producing, mucus-producing dinner. When you get up in the morning, all you're going to do the first 2 hours is release all that mucus from the night before. That's what you're going to do. Especially you guys that like that glass of wine or two. Say, is a glass of wine every night okay? Sure it is, but it's always two. You don't tell me it's two, but I know it's two. One is one, two is two. Zero is better. But that glass of wine every night and that carb-heavy dinner and eating too late. And in the morning, you're not hungry, so you don't really get a breakfast. Yes, you do. At about 10 o'clock, you grab a bagel because you got to break into the hog day easy. And that's your life. The big dinner at night and the light breakfast in the morning. The lunch out always with people at the office. And we know what that's like, right? Lunch with people at the office. Half the people there you don't want to be with. Then the other half you're talking to so you don't even chew your food. Then it's a matter of where you go. And you may not want to go where they go, but you go anyway because you have to be in the herd. Yeah, that's the way it is for a lot of people. If it's not that, you're eating in solitude, but you're still eating restaurant food. Either way, lunch tends to be the worst meal in a lot of ways because it's the meal you get out of the restaurant. So you're having the big gooey meal for dinner. And you're having the meal out of the restaurant for lunch. And you're having the light carb snack for breakfast because you're not really hungry because of the way you digested the night before. That is what you're doing. Don't say that's not what you're doing because that's what you're doing. Okay. Do one thing. Just one thing. A light dinner. Do a light dinner. If you can do a light dinner 3 nights out of 7, just 3 nights out of 7. Yeah, you can have the hog fest on the weekends. But just Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, at those 5 nights, pick 2 nights. Pick 3 nights if you really want to do a little thing that counts and eat a light dinner. Number one, it's going to change your sleep and you'll get that extra hour. Number two, in the morning, you're going to feel better faster. A light dinner. And what are you going to do for a light dinner? You're going to do something that's very digestible. So number two, it's a little thing. 2-3 nights a week. You can do it. Eat a very light, very digestible dinner. I'm talking about 500, 600 calories. 500 or 600 calories. That's a snack. Most of you are going to be able to do that. And that's a big thing. You're going to feel that. I would get an hour's extra sleep and I would have a light dinner 3 nights a week before I go out and spend $20,000 on chelation therapy or stem cell therapy or some super exotic, high-end, expensive therapy. I'm telling you, that's what people do. I have no doubt that I have an audience here that does this. Two basic things. Sleep an extra hour. Have a very light digestible dinner. Here's another one. Move. Move. Move your body up a hill 2-3 times a week. Yes, I said a hill. Yeah, you have knee problems, you have back problems, ankle problems, all sorts of problems. One of the easiest things you can do in your joints is walk up a hill. It's so simple. And L.A. is hilly. L.A. is the city of seven hills. There's hills everywhere. There's hills in Orange County. There's hills. We're a mountainous community. If you can get to a hill 3 days a week, do that. Ladies, those of you that can, I mean this. You don't want to walk alone because hills are dangerous, understandable. Do this. Hire a sports trainer 3 days a week. I mean it. You don't feel good, you're tired, you got weight issues, you're not sleeping well, you're moody, you're menstrual, you're hot, I mean, hot flashes, whatever it is. I'm telling you, it's simple. It's easy. You don't have to sit there and say, I don't want to go to a gym because I don't know what to use and I don't like to be around other people when I do my workouts and I want to stay in the house on a treadmill. I'm telling you, if you want to return, find a hill. And then get a watch that measures your heart rate. And if you're really too shy or concerned about doing it alone, hire a sports trainer 2-3 days a week. And go up that hill at a reasonable speed where your heart rate goes above 140. I mean, if you've got a cardiac condition or some major reason, use your common sense, okay? Clear it with your MD if you like. But for most of you that would work out in a different way just as vigorously, go to a hill, put on a watch that measures your heart rate, and work with a sports trainer 3 days a week to walk the hills briskly so that your heart rate gets up to that 140, 150. And when you're out of breath and when you can't sustain yourself, rest. And then start up that hill again and then rest. In fact, if you really want to be nifty, what you can do is come to the hill with two cars and park one car at the foot of the hill and another car at the top of the hill. So his car, the sports trainer, her car at the bottom, yours at the top, and then drive to the bottom and then start walking up the hill 10 minutes. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You go up a hill for 20 minutes the way I'm telling you to go, making it nice and disciplined because you have your sports trainer, and then you hop in the car and cruise down to the bottom of the hill where the second car is. That is elegant. That is slick. That is not time consuming, and that is effective, and you will feel that. You know, I see the walkers all the time. The walkers. They take that nice, comfortable stroll. I see married couples do this in the 60-plus range. And they got this smile on their face, like, we're so healthy. I mean, they really do. They kind of smile at you because they are doing something that's healthy that their doctor told them to do. I got to tell you, most of this is nonsense. Anybody that understands anything about the body will tell you, aside from serious medical conditions, you've got to get the heart rate up, No one likes to do this. Your body likes to do this. You don't like to do this. Lions and tigers and bears like to do this. You don't like to